talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Yesterday, I was talking about the DA in New York City, Cyrus Vance, and the possibility of his indicting, criminally charging Donald Trump on a variety of charges. He has just gotten permission from the U.S. Supreme Court to get Trump's tax returns. Trump is livid. He's frightened. Those tax returns are going to go to the Manhattan District Attorney. Now, he has a grand jury convened, and there's secrecy rules around a grand jury and a prosecution. So those are not going to be publicly disclosed anytime soon. And they would be disclosed if they were used as exhibits at a trial. And that's a bit away, long way away. Well, there's a development in this, and it's potentially a concerning development. I want to alert everybody to it. Cyrus Vance is an experienced prosecutor. Being the DA of Manhattan is one of the toughest jobs in the country. A lot of crime. There's a lot of crime, a lot of prosecution. He has excellent prosecutors, but it is a time-consuming, full-time job, obviously. There is a sentiment on the left that somehow prosecutors have to be replaced by progressive prosecutors, whatever that means. Now, in cases around the country, especially in some of the southern states where the prosecutors are bad on racial issues, they're bad in terms of overcharging African-American candidates, averting their gaze from other kinds of crimes, not standing up to the small handful of police who commit violence. Most police officers are good people. We're doing their jobs, but there's a handful of them, the guy that killed George Floyd and others that have to be prosecuted. If there are prosecutors around the country who won't do that, that's a different story. But Cyrus Vance is an experienced and good prosecutor. They're trying to squeeze him out. Eight candidates have filed to run against him. And the election's coming up later this spring. Eight candidates. And Cyrus Vance has not decided, has not announced whether he will run for re-election. In Manhattan, unlike in Wisconsin, the prosecutor is a partisan position. So this is for the Democratic nomination, which in Manhattan is tantamount to election. And if he does not run, one of these eight is going to get it. I want to talk about that briefly. I'm going to talk about it very briefly. We're going to the lines. Mark from the sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the sack? And by the way, you win the t-shirt today, Mark. So at the end of this call, you give your address to Luke and he will send you a t-shirt. What's on your mind?
I've got a t-shirt coming already. So from Pizza Bog Mike's show, so that's coming yet. But what I wanted to say was that, you're talking about charging decisions. Look at the South Dakota Attorney General who is getting misdemeanor charges and he actually killed somebody. And I am aware of a case where, a motor vehicular homicide case where a little less egregious than what he did, and that this person was actually put in jail for, motor vehicular homicide. And I'm wondering why this guy is getting away with what he's getting away with. I mean, I understand he's a little fresh-faced Republican, but hopefully this sinks his career permanently. But I don't understand. I mean, all he can just get little misdemeanor charges, and there's somebody that's dead on this. Now, he's going to probably lose out when it comes to the wrongful death case, you know, that the family will get, you know, suing him. But, I mean, this guy should do some jail time. I mean, that...
Yeah, and repeat again for everybody which guy you're talking about.
The Attorney General of South Dakota. I mean, I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
The deal on that one is, I think the fix is in. This guy, he's a Republican, Attorney General, runs over a guy, claims he thought he hit a deer or something, finally goes back later. That would be prosecuted in this state. He may get off in South Dakota. You know, their governor, Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, is a Trump acolyte who just flat out didn't care about the meatpackers who worked in her state, many of them who caught COVID and many of them who died. She is not quite as bad as somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert of Colorado, but she's close. So that is the mindset out there, and they will take care of their own. It's wrong. I agree with you 100%. But the fact of the matter is, if a state is willing to let its attorney general kill a guy, run over him, and exonerate him, that's a sad thing. That's a sad political party out there. She should, or he should, have been prosecuted. I think the case is still open and under investigation, but that did happen. In one of the Dakotas 20 years ago, there was a governor, I think it was, who ran a stop sign and killed the guy, and nothing happened to him. They're a little light on the enforcement when it comes to Republican office holders in these states. It's wrong. That would not happen in Wisconsin, in my opinion. Thanks for calling. Good point. Very good point. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, I just saw Congressman Gallagher, it is, I believe, from Wisconsin, take a dive on, well, he didn't see what Johnson said. Come on. You didn't see it. Well, it's certainly all over the news. You could have. And then the Johnson himself, he just thought that was a jovial little get-together at a point. I guess what I'm saying here, Matt, is I hope that neither of them are ever witness to a hit-and-run accident of any kind, because neither one of them would see it. No, I didn't see that. You know, this is pathetic. That nonsense that Johnson was spewing yesterday was just unbelievable. And he's an embarrassment to the whole country, and especially to the state of Wisconsin. He's got to go.
Right. Yeah, we hit that earlier in the show, Dick, big time, and you're absolutely right. What Ron Johnson said was, it was leftists who did that insurrection, and they were fake Trump protesters. That's what he called them, fake Trump protesters. He knows very well it's a lie. He knows very well it was Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, Three Percenters, QAnon. The shaman of QAnon, the guy with the horns, the fur, and the, you know, and the war paint. What was he, a leftist? Come on, give me a break. Why Johnson did it was exactly because he wants to run for re-election. It's the only base he thinks he can hold on to. He's desperately afraid of a primary. He's desperately afraid of the general election. He confessed in a private phone call to a former chairman of the Republican Party in the Green Bay area that he knew that Biden won legitimately, but he had to say this or he'd get killed by the electorate. He said that. The guy has no character. However, what you're raising is a different point and a good one, and that is Gallagher. So they ask Gallagher, what do you think? And he says, I didn't hear it. Let me tell you something. Gallagher is a big disappointment. He was marketed as a moderate. In other words, the business community in the Milwaukee area and the normal Republican Party statewide, the traditional one, are desperately looking for a Republican who is not a nut, who is not a wing nut, right-wing nut job, who believes in the peaceful transition of power. And they go, look, it was Gallagher who called Trump and said, you got to, you remember Kevin McCarthy did too, but Gallagher tries to get hold of him saying, you got to stop this. And that makes him what, a moderate? But when it came time to standing up, there was a resolution in the House to denounce QAnon. QAnon. And two, the Republicans in this state, one of them, Tiffany, voted against it. He's pro QAnon. But Gallagher said, voted present. He wouldn't take a vote on it. Even Fitzgerald, I mean, Sensenbrenner, Fitzgerald, those kinds of, that kind of crowd, style of Janesville, I mean, you know, they had no choice. They voted to condemn. The Democrats voted to condemn. Gallagher took a pass. Look, Gallagher, you can't take a pass, okay? You got to stand up. When you say that you didn't hear what Ron Johnson said about leftists running their insurrection, that's not true. Anybody who looks at social media, television, or reads a paper knows what he said. And anybody who says they don't know enough about QAnon to say whether they should denounce it, or like Tucker Carlson says it doesn't exist at all, that's not being a moderate. That's chickening out. And you're not going to get elected to statewide office without showing some spine. So that's got to be said to Republican moderates in the state if they think they're moderate. Start acting like it. You've got to start taking a stand. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.